This is Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. According to a FoxNews.com article, self-esteem building programs have become widespread in public schools across the country and are praised by supporters. But they have also been slammed by critics who call them ineffective at best and perhaps even harmful to students' well-being, end quote. Psychologist Dr. Charles Elliott and his wife Dr. Laura Smith are cited in the article as saying these self-esteem programs can run the risk of promoting narcissism because, quote, self-esteem programs rely on exercises that lavish empty praise on kids, whether they've earned it or not, end quote. One self-esteem exercise practiced in civil government schools involves asking a child, who is the most special person in the world? While looking in a mirror, the child is, of course, encouraged to respond, me. This sounds like Christianity, but it is just the opposite. As humans, we are made in the image of God. That is what makes humanity special. Further, God makes each human unique and gives each human a certain gift or gifts. That, too, is what makes each person special. But God is the anchor to all that specialness. God is the source of all that specialness. When we as humans begin to arbitrarily assert that we are special just because we say we are, that is the opposite of Christianity. That is putting man in the center of the universe when Jesus is really the center of it all and he is the anchor of it all. So if you're not a Christian and you look into the mirror and think you are special, you're right. But not because you say you are special, because God is special and he made you special. That's not narcissism, that's Christianity 101. You'll never hear that in a civil government school. That's because Christianity 101 is illegal. I'm Kevin R. Novak promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.